Good evening and welcome to Expats Bulletin with me, Uthred117. Oh, sorry, I'm using my gaming name again. But as luck would have it, we do have gaming content on today, because we are continuing our interview with Daniel Nesmar, one of the people behind the upcoming new Czech game called Dungeons of Aladorn. So grab your joysticks if you still use such prehistoric equipment, and let's get cracking. I am here with Daniel Nesmar, the CEO of the new computer game company Team 21, who are now preparing a new game, an old-school hardcore RPG called Dungeons of Aladorn. Hello.
Hello, you.
You also based the game in the world of Aladorn. Tell us something about the world. What is the type of world? What is it, a fantasy? Is it like orcs and goblins and elves, or is it more human-based?
Dungeons of Aladorn is actually situated on Aladorn's islands, which is each completely different. Also, we do have different climates there. So some, for example, tropical, where is the pirate island, which is one of the important one in the major story. There is also Sandemann's Islands, which is one of the biggest islands in our world. And there is also a couple of islands which you will go through, you will play the game, which I don't want to really reveal at the moment, because it's things which they are actually part of the quests to find some of these islands out, where they are and actually visit them.
Okay.
So whole story is actually based on a war between orcs and humans, and win the game will be that you will stop the war. Your task is actually save the world.
As it usually is. You're also a new gaming studio, Team 21. Did you come together because of this, or did you do something before together?
Well, we wrote already in our campaign on a Kickstarter, coming from filming industry, that's our background. And almost everyone from the team is a passionate player as well. So all of us are passionate gamers. And because we like hobby to playing games. And as I said, we've seen like big luck on the market with these complex RPGs and these crawlers, dungeons, let's say. Then we decided we have to do some game for us.
Sure. So you're on Kickstarter, and to this day, the 10th of April, which is the day of the recording of this interview, people pledged around $56,000 out of the $60,000 goal, with 8 hours to go. So what are the two scenarios, if you get the backing and if you don't?
Well, we actually haven't thought about any other plans yet, because we are really excited about all the campaign and about the success we actually got so far. I know we don't have the goal yet, but we all believe that we will make it up.
Sure.
And as I said, we don't have really much plans, because we really want to make a decision after what will happen with the Kickstarter campaign.
Right, okay. It has been on Kickstarter for over a month, but work on the project had to begin much earlier, because you have a very informative trailer with in-game mechanics and even a technical demo. When did you start? When did the work on the project start?
Well, the idea, I think, is quite old. I think it's like even almost like 4 years ago when this idea actually came up. But the real work started actually like a year and a half ago. And we wanted to have something to show to the audience, because, as you mentioned on the start, we are actually new in this industry. We started our studio basically with this title. And not many people obviously believe newcomers in this industry. There is lots of plain promises from lots of strange companies these days. And that's actually why we a little bit struggling with the Kickstarter to actually convince people that we really mean it and it will be really real. So we decided to actually release our technical demo to actually prove that we are capable to really do some nice piece.
Sure. Okay, well, thank you very much. You can now also check out the website of the Dungeons of Aladorn on doa.aladorn.com for more information, and keep a lookout for when it comes out. Thank you very much for a lovely interview.
Thank you very much.
Well, that is all we have time for today, but tune in again tomorrow for the last part of our interview with Daniel Nesmar. And remember what Jean-Félix Michel said. Scientists have shown that pigs are capable of playing simple video games, learning from each other, and even learning names. Is that a good thing? I do not know, but till next time, bye!